Blog Talk Radio.
Frankie Lyman, the lead singer of the Teenagers, who used to go to, was discovered actually in George Washington High School in Washington Heights. And he was a rising meteorite. And of course, you know what happens to meteorites. They burn out. And Frankie was one of the first drug overdoses of the 50s. And he OD'd. I think he went to Lexington, Kentucky for rehab when he started to become a moth and danced around the flame. And and he probably had a bout. You know, they all have a bout, and then they go. They exit out of life. And that's what happens. And everybody who ever OD'd started with weed. So be careful when you dance around the fire, because sometimes the fire gets so intense, it can suck you into the flame. So what are we talking about tonight? Tonight we're going to be talking about the second amen. And a couple of thoughts. He who controls space rules the world. And he who controls the media rules the mind. Aren't you glad we have the Second Amendment? I call it the Second Amen because it's religious to me. The first thing that Hugo Chavez did as communist dictator was give a seized oil order to Putin for $1.2 billion worth of AK-47s. To protect the Venezuelan people from overthrowing him. Today in the streets of Caracas, unarmed citizens are receiving a communist fusillade, including Miss Venezuela, a Miss Venezuela, who died on the way to the hospital from bullet wounds. It is easy to slaughter the unarmed. And I saw them taking it to the hospital, pictures of it. And they had a guy was on a motorcycle, and he had it draped over his lap, heading to the hospital. And she was gone already. How sad. How sad. Fast forward to the 3 month of freedom demonstration in Kiev. Being smothered by Soviet-guided sniper bullets. Notice how many unarmed Ukrainians are getting shot, kill shots by snipers, heart, head, and lung shots. And you can see pictures of the guys with their sniper's rifles and scopes. It is great to be communist. You don't need health care. Just remember, Hugo Chavez was cured of cancer in a Cuban hospital recommended by Roger Moore. Yeah. Imagine if those demonstrations were being conducted in the USA to protest the erasing of the First Amendment by Obama bin Laden. The people had no guns, like a Sandy Hook, a gun-free school zone with no guards. Special message to women. The country is changing. Your children are not safe. Wives are being knocked out in elevators by their husbands. Don't be the last to learn the hard way. Take an NRA gun safety course. Even if you don't have a car, it's nice to have the driver's license. It beats a cooking course, and you'll live to add on extra pounds instead of becoming a chalk outline. Whether you own a gun or not, you should know how to use it. And children are the most vulnerable in the country, and women come next. And if you don't think what is happening in Africa, the Middle East, the North Korea, South America can't come here, you are living in a pre-911 world. Now with America going full-time junkie, the crime rate will triple because junkies need cash. Just watch the crime rate in the pot havens of Colorado. Crime draws more crime. Drugs being legal and taxed 25% to feed a tax junkie government. Bring criminal discounters with illegal guns and specials. Try our weed. It is tax-free. And you can also get some of this nice white powder over here. The sad part about being a drugged-up nation is when we all stumble out in the street patrolled by Russian and Chinese troops with tank columns, we'll all think it's Mardi Gras. The communists will tell you that Australia and New Zealand gave up their guns. They won't tell you break-in crime is up, and now China sees new colonies on the horizon. Mao Zedong in 1920 was growing poppies to kill Americans, and he said so. He said it was payback for what the British did to the Chinese with cocaine. How's that? And he figured we're the same as the British because we're offshoots. Yeah, now we shoot off. And let's see what else. The communists will tell you that Australia and New Zealand gave up their guns. Yeah, and you should too. Sure, thank you. China is practicing sinking aircraft carriers in the Gobi Desert and encroaching on Japanese islands. And the proof of the giant pudding is Japan has asked the U.S. for their plutonium back. Apparently we were holding their plutonium, 400 tons. And now they want it back because they want to build 2,000 nukes. I wonder how Obama is going to executive order his way out of that one. What are you going to tell the Japanese? They can't have their plutonium? Huh? You're going to tell the Germans they can't have their gold? Yeah. You're going to tell the Chinese they can't come in and occupy 2 million houses tomorrow? Because they're calling in the mortgages? Yeah, we're in trouble. Yeah, when Japan asks for its plutonium back, to me that is a vote of confidence for Obama. The scary part is one party wants to take your guns away. And the only party I ever saw take guns away was the National Socialist Party under Adolf Hitler. And the Soviet Socialist Party under Lenin and Stalin. Originally, these party partners signed an agreement to divide the world and kill the helpless, including all the Jewish doctors in Russia. And now they're in the Ukraine, and they're killing people there, too. It is sad. That's the evil empire is still an empire. Yep, Ronald Reagan may have lost the Cold War. And never forget, Obama and Eric Holder are evil gun runners. Oh, here we go. I said, no thanks, fellas. We will pass. Gun sales are up. My people feel safer. You only have to watch a beautiful girl in a white blouse on the streets of Tehran as her blouse turns blood red. At a peaceful demonstration, gunned down by Soviet weapons. Never forget, wherever it is in the Middle East, when they shoot the bullets in the air, there is a communist taking an order for more bullets. Never forget, Obama and Eric Holder are evil gunrunners responsible for the covered-up murders of 100,000 helpless, unarmed Mexican citizens killed by narco-terrorists with Department of Justice guns. Mexico is another case where the people are disarmed and helpless. 2,200 guns is the figure the lying press gave us. How about 22,000 guns? Yeah, that's more like it. Remember what Admiral Yamamoto said after Pearl Harbor when asked, why did you not invade the West Coast? He answered, behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle. And to think that the actions of a few good men in 1776 would put down on paper and in our hearts our freedom forever. God bless the Americas, the United States, and the second amen. Hold me, darling, while I shout to arms, to arms. So, having said that, we will shoot out, to use an expression, and we'll find you a tune. Now, being that the wife of a football player from the Ravens got knocked out in round one of the elevator arena, and he dragged her body out to the lobby, I think we'll play the Ten Commandments of Love.
I shall never love another.
Stand by me all the while.
And stand by me all the while.
Happiness with the heart aim.
Take happiness with the heart aim.
And go through life wearing a smile.
Go through life wearing a smile.
Oh, heart.
Rooted in all the land.
to me when I am lonely.
Come to me when I am lonely.
Kiss me when you hold tight.
Kiss me when you hold me tight.
Sweet me.
Hey, girls, isn't that better than a punch in the head from a running back? Wouldn't you rather hear sweet music instead of seeing stars? Man, what's happening to our country? We're becoming pigs in a blanket. Speaking of pigs in a blanket, I happened to turn on the Claudette Colbert Show and was pleasantly surprised... yet disappointed, and only disappointed because I would have liked to have seen this four-star general on Fox, and that's General McChrystal, who as of 2/15/14, I endorsed as for President of the United States. Now, General McChrystal was a four-star general commanding all Afghan forces, and he's the guy that got... what was the guy's name? Sakawi? I think that was his name. He got him. Remember how he got him? And I don't. I think it was Iraq. He got him in Iraq. He got him with a 500-pound bomb. And you know what was funny about it? All they found was a negligee. And I said, you know, listen. If Al-Qaeda wants to wear negligees, I have nothing. I'm not opposed to it at all. And but McChrystal, he got a bad rap, and he might have been set up because since McChrystal was forced to resign by a president that has no liberty bells, he was replaced by General Petraeus, who was forced to resign. And then he was replaced by General Allen, who was forced to resign. And since that purge began, 300 American commanding officers have been taken out of positions where they can serve the country best. And they're being replaced by people who will follow executive orders. Yeah. So I turned on the Claudette Colbert Show, who is he's a subtle liberal, and I saw General McChrystal, and Claudette Colbert sort of poked fun at him in a friendly way, you know. And McChrystal was a real gentleman, and he's pushing his book. And I think the name of the book is My Part of the Mission. I've ordered it. I want to read it. And it's just amazing that a president who has lost the entire Middle East could take issue with a general who called Joe Biden, Joe Bite Me. And we hear that Joe Bite Me doesn't like the military either. Joe Bite Me did vote to burn the flag. Did you know that? Yes. He voted to burn the flag along with 39 other communists formerly known as Democrats. But I got a man for the job. If you're looking for a president, everybody's looking at the Walker from Wisconsin. Oh, he's gonna be our hero. I don't think so. I think that communists will swallow him up like a boa constrictor swallows a pig. Whole. Yeah. We need a warrior. The country needs a general, a fighting general. You know why? Because a World War III is coming and we're invited. Yeah, we're getting one of the first invitations. So I got the man for the job. Now, also, you should know that from what I hear, McChrystal voted for Obama. And I believe he's a Democrat. I could be wrong. But we need a general. And you know what I like about McChrystal? He wants to bring the draft back. No longer can 1% of the nation defend the 99% of the Sissy Marys who come out to protest but never come out to defend their country. I'll protest this country. I have rights. You got rights. The only reason you got rights is there's a guy in the Hindu Kush tonight with a sawgun making sure that you don't get your throat cut in an Allahu Akbar jamboree. We're going to have to fight our way out of this mess. We need a leader with experience, love of this country. We do not have a president that loves this country. And a warrior, one who can protect the Constitution, the people, and knows how to plan. One who has earned the trust of the American people. Everything we do from today on is to solidify his base because we're going to war. Will it be a revolution? Will it be a civil war? Will it be a nuclear hit from overseas and the Russians will say we had nothing to do with it? And the Chinese will say, you never can tell. Our presidential candidate is General Stanley McChrystal for the United States. And we endorse them, the Spirit of America Party. And we've got, if you go to McChrystal Images, you'll see some nice pictures of McChrystal. The first casualty, and you know what? He knew how to deal with the Afghanis. The first casualty in the communist takedown of the U.S. military was Stanley McChrystal. Others would follow. He who fights and steps aside will return to restore American pride. Strike for your country, boys. Rally around the proven leader. No more MBS. You know what MBS is? Make believe a Shiite. Make believe Shet. Make believe Shot. I'm going to take you back to when you were 16 years old. I'm sure you heard about that situation where a 10-year-old girl was snatched off the streets. And people were able to get the license number of the vehicle and the description. And by the time the police found the girl, she was dead in this guy's basement who killed her. Can you imagine the horror in that 10-year-old's eyes, the last thing she saw before she died? Can you imagine the fear and how fast her heart was pumping? She didn't have a chance. And now we're going to give this guy a life in prison. That's American justice? No, it's not. You know what American justice is? For a guy that gets caught, proven, convicted, the judge and the jury should show up in a van along with the hangman. He should get instant checkout and have the trial right there at the scene of the crime. But no, we got the American way. I love it when the communists say, better 100 killers go free than one innocent man is convicted. Nah, I won't take those odds. I won't take those odds. Yeah. And then the other one is that if you execute the murderer, it doesn't prevent murder. It prevents him from murdering again. That's good enough for me. The satanic media is to blame. Led by Pornowood, the pimps of sin indoctrinate the public and lead the lambs to moral decay. That is why today we have a 75% marriage of failure, 50% among people with papers, and 25% hookups. Total failure. It has gotten to the point that decent guys and girls choose not to be married or entangled. The average marriage lasts 5 years. I know 50s teenagers who went steady longer. As if we didn't have enough mental problems, along comes the tax junkie government to make a bundle on weed. Cigarettes are bad, but weed is good for you. Yes, you little taxpayer, you little tax sucker. You just load up on that crap. Already Mexican drug lords are setting up in Colorado to offer better dope tax-free. Amen. You want some good stuff? Don't not get that government stuff. I save you 25%, and I give you some of this white powder for free. Yeah, the only question I have is which construction jobs will pay better. Yeah, building child extermination parlors called planned slaughterhood or rehab buildings. You know, pot causes abortions, right? Yeah, I don't say it creates abortions. It causes abortions, I'm sure. Somebody celebrated one night and woke up the next day and said, oh, what happened to me? And, of course, the other half of the equation, he doesn't want to know nothing. He won't even give you cab fare to the chop shop. What do you mean, cab fare? What, I got to do this all the time? You know, I'm not a mountain of money here. It's sad to see a country that had a legacy of victory passed down from the greatest generation, squandered by fools who no longer can tell night from day and right from wrong, or smart from stupid. And I got to tell you, the universities, to me, are cesspools. The cesspools of communism, liberalism. They're all standing up there. I watched a girl stand up there and testify against slavery. She wouldn't know a slave if she ever saw a slave. She is milk-fed. Yeah, milk-fed white. Yeah. Who Mater and Pater are paying her college tuition and a $4,000 a month apartment. Yeah. And I'm against slavery. Yeah, give me a break, man. You are a slave. You're a slave to us. Warped mind. A nation now controlled by morning after pills, and I spell it M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, and opiates. To think all the weed whackers who told me it was not a gateway drug, you know, most of them are dead from cocaine surprise. Yeah, I'll have one of those balls there. Yes. What's your name, Mr. Belushi? How many do you want? Oh, let me tell you. But that is not a going. You see the guy that what's his name? I can't even remember. His name is already fading out. The actor, a good actor, he died at what, 48? He died at 48 from an overdose of heroin, which he'd been fighting it for 12 years. Yeah, I get a kick out of it. They're all fighting drug addiction. You don't fight drug addiction, man. You don't beat it. You don't beat it. You're one joint away from going back on, going back into the routine, into the treadmill, the junkie treadmill. Yeah, you know, the communists are getting so strong in this country. I got a feeling that when their re-education camps will follow along the lines of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know how they open the meetings? I envision something like this. Hi, everybody. I'm Tom. I'm a Catholic. Hi, Tom. Yeah, we'll be in for rehab, man. You're not a good communist. Don't be afraid to say the word communist. Everybody's afraid because they want to be politically correct. You're going to be politically correct. You know how they politically correct the non-communists? They do it with a sledgehammer. Yeah. You wearing glasses? Are you getting the sledgehammer? You read books? Oh, you're getting the sledgehammer. Yeah. Bullets are expensive. Conclusion. The media tells us who to elect and who to trust. The end result is a two pothead presidents and a country that can't get up in the morning. Bill is not just President Pinocchio Pants and Obama bin Laden. It is the unholy entourage known as terrible role models and politicians who should be rotated frequently like bald tires in need of replacement. Now, you hear today that they tried to bust the First Amendment, and an FCC employee blew the whistle. And he'll be taken care of. He'll probably get instant cancer. Yeah. But you know what? That's where everybody said, yeah, well, you know, we stopped them before they got started. No, you didn't. Name the person who first introduced the idea of taking the FCC and observing all the news media stations. Who was that person? Where did they get the idea from? And who did they order to look into it? And how many people are involved? I would follow that thing up to the coffee boy who brought the coffee at the committee meeting. I would have everybody. But they're not going to do that because the communists, they have a word. It's called they say. They say. Who's they? Well, we can't tell you that. We've turned it over to the FBI. Yeah, like Benghazi. Benghazi, the FBI came 2 weeks later. Yeah, and there was still paperwork to go through. Did you ever hear about them? Remember when Bush went into Baghdad and he made that right turn into the palace and they found all of the contracts, the oil for food contracts, and they filled a 40-foot container full of documents, and they sent it back to Washington to be interpreted. Do you know how many documents ever got read and were made public out of a 40-foot container? They announced the 2%, but we never seen any of them. Then an Iraqi newspaper called Al Mada listed all of the guys who made money on the oil for food contracts with Saddam. That was the only place I ever saw it. It was in the news. You know that 1 minute news that goes underneath like a Hawaii goes communist and then you don't see it anymore and all of a sudden you can't get a phone call into Hawaii. Yeah. That's what the 1 minute news is, the news you gotta watch. The news that you never see again. So, yeah, they sent the 40-foot trailer to the FBI, and they were told that they couldn't do the interpretation of from Arabic because Mohan, who worked at the Shell station across the street, he went back to Yemen. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. There's two weaknesses we have that are going to be our downfall. You know what one number one is? Intelligence. We are not that intelligent. And two, the ability to negotiate. Just look at all the crap that's going on in the Middle East and Africa. Obama hasn't negotiated anything. He can't even negotiate an 8-iron. A 9-iron. I don't know if there's an 8-iron, but because I don't know golf, you know, I'm not presidential material. Oh man! Every day you're being brainwashed by communist propaganda. The Democrat Party of today is now the Communist Party. The Rhino Party that is trying to destroy the Tea Party is the new Democrat Party. I've come to the conclusion, however late, that Sarah Palin was destroyed by the Republican Party. I think she was set up to be crushed by the Republicans who worked harder against destroying her than Hillary Ratman Clinton did. But Hillary really had it in for it, didn't? No woman is going to take my place. I'm queen of this country. I'll scratch their eyes out. Even worse, I'll call them putanas. That's the Democrat tactic. If you're a woman and you go up against the Democrat, then you're a putana. Get it out in the press. Doesn't matter who believes it. Call it as we see it. When a president relieves a most capable commander of an entire war zone because he told an off-the-record joke about him, we have more enemies than just Private Manning and KGB Snowden. And any of you communists out there that are calling Snowden a hero, you haven't learned anything. You need to go to a foreign country and tell everybody you're an American. This president to date has relieved 300 frontline officers and cadre to take down the USA. And now he's going after their wives and kids with pay cuts and closing commissaries. If he closes commissaries, that's the line. He crossed my line because it's all housewives of GIs waiting for their husbands to come back in one piece, hopefully, that are working those commissaries for extra money. When the starting salary for an enlisted man is 18 grand, what, are you kidding me? You're going to send a guy to defend me all the way to the Hindu Kush where the Taliban can't wait to get their hands on him and their feet. And GIs are being pulled out of the Tigris River after being whipped. You're going to tell me you're paying 18 grand a year? You rat bastard. And now I hear that the guys that are waiting to be treated in the VA hospitals are also being railroaded. You give me an executive order, I'll change house tomorrow. Everybody that's in the EPA will be filling out forms on the Mexican border. You want to come to the United States? Come here, I got to fill this out, otherwise I can't go home. Yeah, when you sign up the entire population of Mexico, you can come home. Yeah, yet he can afford to take a carrier task force on safari while he attacks America's trucking industry. You truckers better wake up. Jimmy Hoffa may be your man, but you know what? You're not his man. He is... You got to stand for yourselves. You're independent truckers. Stay independent. Stay American. Don't let anybody play you. And that goes for the Spanish people, too. Don't let anybody play you. Just remember, this party of death kicked God off the party platform. These are not the Vio con Dios people. These are devil worshippers. They have no God. Remember, you're part of the Cristo Rey, Viva Cristo Rey crowd. And you like niños. You don't kill the niños. Only Democrats and communists do that. So, let's see what we got here. Just like he put the oil riggers out of work, loaned Brazil our Social Security money, enabled them with our rigs, which he chased out of the Gulf, to drill oil for China. And you see what he's doing. He won't even let he doesn't want America to be energy independent. He told you he wants $8 a gallon gas. And besides that, you know, he got the gold medal from Saudi Arabia, who hates his guts now. They wish they could put a gold noose around his neck. Yeah, because he sold out to the Iranians. So what is Saudi going to do about it? They're going to buy their nukes from Russia. Russia's in the arms business. What do you want? How many nukes you want? You want 2,000 like Japan is building? We could do that for you. Sure. You got money? Oh, good. Yeah, we could take care of you. We support both sides in any war. It's in our best interest. Yep. So Obama loaned Brazil our Social Security money, and then he allowed them to use our rigs to drill oil for China. That is wonderful. What a great country we are. Like I said earlier, we're all going to come out one day on the street and there's going to be Russian and Chinese tanks and we're going to think it's a parade. Yeah. And let me tell you something. When you go on the death march, they take away your shoes so you can't escape. Now the losers of the entire Middle East and soon the Far East want to give us the phony blood clot queen of Benghazi. This beast, as described in the book of Revelation, couldn't run a lemonade stand, and neither can the community fakir. Yes, that's what a fakir is. Do you know what it is? It's from the Arabic word. It's an impostor, a man who does evil doings. Yes, he's a devil worshipper. He's a fakir. He's the mother of all fakirs. He is a mother fakir. The sad truth is this government mafia is being run by like a tribal sultanate. They are into everything, including communist core children's minds. Girls, I understand they call you helicopter moms today because you're hovering over your children. You have no choice. You have no choice. There's so much evil out there that want to hurt your child. And you only have them for a short period of time before the state takes them away from you. And you got to make sure that the schools are not teaching them to hate you and hate their God and hate their country. Because in order to destroy the nuclear of family, they have to kill the mother and father in the eyes of the children. Communism is a religion with no God. The sacraments are treason, dope, infidelity, adultery, and they worship the false idol Asuka. Less than 1% of the nation puts its life on the line, and that's why McChrystal wants to bring back the draft. And if you want to see the anti-war demonstrations that were performed by the communists who stabbed the American troops fighting in Nam in the back, the force greater than the VC that the troops in Nam were fighting, the demonstrators for peace, you wait and see when they announce that somebody's considering bringing back the draft and they're going to try and pass the law. You'll see how many enemies this country has inside this country. Yep. Less than 1% of the nation puts its life on the line for 99% who believe they have no skin in the game. But the last people who thought that gave up their skins to be lampshades with nice tattoos. The country is upside down. Bad is good. Good is bad. The worst virus sweeps the land. They announced today that the swine flu is back and that all Democrats are quarantined. And get a voucher and get your kid out of communist cucumber school. And I hear this mayor now wants to do away with charter schools, this communist mayor who doesn't obey his own laws. If we were a corporation, we'd be ripe for a takeover. Turn this ship around. It would not hurt to run McChrystal for president. What would be the worst thing he could do? Save the country? We'll go back to a tune. Until I Kiss You.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. I kiss you. now that I kissed you. Oh yeah. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah, I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you.
Here's some news from an outfit called the South Asia Daily. Okay. And Pakistan peace talks halted, militants attack Afghan police compound, death of South Asian works in Qatar alarming. So in Qatar, that's the people that own Al Jazeera, by the way. That's the Al Thani family. It's funny, you know. You go to any GCC country and get the phone book. The first picture on the phone book on the inside page is the ruler of the country. Now go out and get the get your local phone book. See if Obama's picture's there. We're in trouble, man. Well, so the Pakistanis are now calling off peace talks with the Taliban. And, of course, you know, the Pakistanis are holding the guy that's entitled to $25 million for capturing bin Laden, helping us catch bin Laden. You see how quick Hollywood went to make a movie of the SEALs and the capturing of bin Laden? See how quick they went to make that movie in SEAL Team 6, and they gave away secret information. You know, like KGB agent Snowden or Private Manning. Hollywood is an arm of the New York Times, which also gives away troop movements and ship sailings. Yeah, you don't believe that, no. We all got a lot to learn. And one day when we find out it all, we're all going to go crazy. Afghanistan. Militants attacked the Sarobi District Police compound of East Kabul. You know, Rudyard Kipling wrote a story about Afghanistan and how tough it was there for the British Army. You know where the word thug comes from? You hear a lot of racists using the word thug. The word thug comes from the word thuggee, which is an Indian sect who worshipped the goddess Kali. And their trademark was they would take their turbans off and strangle you. Yeah, they just wrap it around your neck, man. Thuggies. And that's where the word thug comes from. So let's see what it says here. In recent months, human rights groups have been raising alarm over increasing number of deaths of Indian migrant workers in Qatar. On Monday, India revealed around 455 Indian citizens working in Qatar died of natural causes in 2012 and 2013. Around 37 Indians have died since the beginning of this year, with the average rate of death being roughly 20 deaths per month over the entire period. The Indian government added the death rate wasn't higher than they had expected for the population of 500,000 Indian workers in Qatar.
a 500,000 Indian workers in Qatar. According to the ITUC's Tim Noonan, the figure may be higher as many Indians may not be registered with the embassy. Amnesty International, which has been closely following the developments of migrant worker conditions in Qatar, has requested more details. A previous report published by the organization, now this is the outfit that owns Al Jazeera, and they show you the inhumanity in the United States. A previous report published for migrant workers described conditions as inhuman, with no access to sanitation, oppressive working conditions, and overcrowding living arrangements. Do you know what they mean by that? I can give you a first-hand account, because I had a Kuwaiti partner, and one night, about 11 o'clock at night, his father told him to go to the office and get something. So we went to the office, which was a compound, and living in the compound were about 20 Bangladeshis. And this Kuwaiti was so outraged that his daddy made him go to the office at 11 o'clock at night that he had the 20 Bangladeshis fall out, woke them all up out of bed, and made them stand at attention while he came in to get what daddy wanted. How's that? And those guys were making $80 a month. They were living on 20 and sending 60 home. And on Sunday, they would fill a truck, a steak rack truck, and go to a Catholic church and couldn't get in. It was packed. All of India was there. And it was packed. They were out in a parking lot for a one-hour mass in about 110 degrees, jam-packed in a steak truck, just looking in the direction of the cross. You don't know what religious fervor is, and neither do I. I have no idea, and you know less than me. I was also in Dubai when some Emiratis offered to give an Indian man, his wife and daughter, a ride home, and I forget where he was going, and they took him out to the desert and raped him. And the Indian community demanded a punishment, and the Emirates granted them a punishment, which probably meant they cut their heads off, and they said it was a milestone. It was the first time that the Indians got a fair shake. So what were you saying about the injustice in the United States with Civil War reparations? Huh? Did you ever see some of those rebels that fought in the Civil War? You ever see them? Some of them didn't even have shoes. They had ragtag clothes and shoes. You think they owned slaves? You think they were fighting to keep slavery? No. They were fighting for their brothers and sisters who lived in the land that they were born in. It is really sad that we have been divided. And that is the rule of the Communist Party. If you go back to the 45 goals of the Communist Party that were written into the congressional record in 1962, one of them is to take over one or both parties in the United States, and they have succeeded. That was the Democrat Party of Harry Truman, which is now the Democrat Party of Obama bin Laden. So I think it's time we get back to church and say a prayer.
Chapel of Dreams.
Minutes left. Say a little prayer for the people in Ukraine because they're being sold out by everybody. They're standing all alone. They're helpless. They're unarmed. And amongst them are planted communist stunt makers who will create situations that make the Ukrainians look like the bad guy. And the communists are very good at it, though. A good classic example of a communist stunt would be Nancy Pelosi's walk with her gavel to the steps of Congress through the Tea Party and claim that somebody said the N-word. That was a communist stunt. And Breitbart offered $100,000 to anybody who could prove it. Could confirm what Nancy Pelosi said, and nobody came and claimed the money. It is really sad. So the last tune I have tonight, I'm dedicating to the people of the Ukraine, those beautiful people who are just begging for freedom, and their fate is sealed because there are many Judases in the land. It is really sad. They don't have a chance. But maybe, just maybe, we can cheer them up a little bit and give them a little hope.
Rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Hey, Charlie.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love why. Throughout the day, those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just and you know why, just you and no true love